And I want to welcome you to the I Want to Know More podcast for the week of Saturday, October the 19th. On the podcast today, we're going back to 2 Samuel chapter number 8. 2 Samuel chapter number 8. What 3 weeks have done. What 3 weeks have done. Folks, my heart's still broken. My heart is still broken for those impacted by the worst of what Hurricane Helene brought to Western North Carolina. Again, I'm so very blessed and thankful for the circumstances that I have. My area was not hit nearly as hard as some of these other areas. And seeing the reports come in, seeing the destruction, seeing the flooding was heartbreaking and still is. And even though we're going to be going on into the story of David here, even though we're going to be going on into the next phase of this, that does not mean that I'm forgetting about these folk that have lost everything. A lot of folk lost everything, lost family, lost homes, lost their town, lost their job, lost everything. And folk, you continue to pray for these folk. They need your help financially. I know Anchor is in the phase three response at this point. And so you be much in prayer for what the Lord would have you do to help out. All right. 2 Samuel chapter number 8. 2 Samuel chapter number 8, and we're going to read one verse, and that is verse number 18. 2 Samuel 8, verse 18, the Bible says, "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over both the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were chief rulers." Now, I've been studying on the Kerethites and Pelethites here, and we're going to get to who they were momentarily, maybe. We're going to get there. But I think it's worth investigating just who this man Benaiah was. This is the first mention of Benaiah in the scriptures, not necessarily chronologically, but in terms of the order of the scriptures, it's, the mention in First Chronicles might be chronologically, in terms of the story, might be, well, it's at the same time, but it's later on in terms of the writings. First Chronicles, the books of the Chronicles written, put down to paper at least, much later than the books of Samuel. The books of Samuel, books of Kings, likely put down on paper or parchment or papyrus prior to the captivity. The books of the Chronicles more than likely put down after the captivity to consolidate into a single book the stories of David and the successors of David in the Judean kingdom, the kingdom of Judah. Is the focus of the Chronicles. It is the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. And then there's the book of 1 and 2 Kings. But then there is a book, the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel and Judah and of Israel. And some of those we do not have. But we do have the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. And that's what 1 and 2 Chronicles are. 1 Chronicles is more a record of just David and how everything got set up and the ancestry and genealogies prior to that. But this man, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, figures prominently in David's reign as well as the early part of Solomon's reign. This man is worth study. It's worth study. He's mentioned a few times in the scriptures, not too many times, but he's mentioned a few times in the scriptures, and each of those mentions, as short as they are, have something to say about the character of Benaiah. Now, first, he's mentioned here in 2 Samuel chapter number 8, and this is the first mention of this Benaiah. Now, there's another Benaiah. Benaiah the Pirathonite, he's a different one. But 21 results in the King James Version for Benaiah and Jehoiada together. Now, there is a Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and that's very possible that this Benaiah was the grandson of that Benaiah. But we find in 2 Samuel 8. But we also find in 2 Samuel 20, we find the following statement. Now, Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Kerethites and over the Pelethites, which is basically the same information just later on. But then, in the 23rd chapter of 2 Samuel, which is a chronicling of the mighty men of David, we find the following. 2 Samuel 23:20 says, "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." So this Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, who was the son of a valiant man. He was of Kabzeel, and he slew two lion-like men of Moab, giants themselves, and then he slew a lion in a time of snow. And he had a name. Well, let's just read that section in 2 Samuel chapter number 23. Verse number 20 again. "And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." Next verse, verse number 21. "And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and he had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard." There's a key. There's a key piece of information right there. Over his guard. The Kerethites and the Pelethites are very likely David's personal guard. We find in 1 Kings chapter 1, Benaiah figures in prominently, as well as 1 Kings chapter 2, and we're not going to read those. We're going to skip down to 1 Chronicles. And we're going to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 11 and verse number 22. "Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and he had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard." Well, that's the second time that's said, over his guard. Going on down, 1 Chronicles chapter number 18. "And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and the sons of David were chief about the king. That's 1 Chronicles 18 and 17, which is a virtual rereading of what's in 2 Samuel 20. But I want to read the next one. In 1 Chronicles 27, 5, we have a list of the captains of the hosts. The third captain, this is verse number 5. Well, let's read a little bit more than that. Let's read verse 1, 1 Chronicles chapter 27. Now the children of Israel after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds and their officers that served the king in any manner of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 20,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jashobeam, the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 20,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, an Ahoite, and of his course was Mikloth also, the ruler. In his course likewise were 20,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 20,000. This is that Benaiah, who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Mizabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah, his son after him, and in his course were 20,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shammath, the Izrahite, and his course were 20,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tekoite, and in his course were 20,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim, and his course were 20,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite, of the Zarhites, and in his course were 20,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathoth of the Benjamites. That's that Anathoth where Jeremiah is from, by the way. And in his course were 20,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Mehariah, the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 20,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaniah, the Pirathonite of the children of Ethram, and in his course were 20,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 20,000. And so, I mean, you can read some of the rulers and such, but going back up there again to verse number 5, the third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest. Now, we could think that, you know, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, Jehoiada was the chief priest. But you'll find that this Benaiah has been mentioned before. This Benaiah has been. He's just not called Benaiah the son of Jehoiada at that place. But he is one of the priests that helped carry the Ark of the Covenant in. A priest. A fighting priest. This man Benaiah was raised right. He was brought up right in the family of God. He was a Levite, a priest, a chief priest. Either he or his father, one, was mentioned as being a chief priest. Well, if his father was a chief priest, then Benaiah was still a priest. And he was a fighting priest. He put his deeds where his beliefs were. He didn't just do the work of the priest. He did the work of the king. He put his teachings into shoe leather. He didn't just talk about it. He didn't just go up and do the work of the priest. You know, the priests, they had courses of priests. And those priests served in their courses. And so Benaiah had the service of the priest in his course. But he also was the captain of the host for 1 month out of the year. And that was the third month, which would have been the least busy month of the priestly businesses. And so he was the captain of the host for that. So this was a man who was involved. He was involved in the church. He was involved in the worship. He was involved in the taking care and singing and playing instruments in front of the Ark of the Covenant. But he was also involved in the things of the civic things of the king. You know, we did see Benaiah before in 1 Chronicles 15. So let's look at that, and then we'll dig a little deeper. 1 Chronicles 15, verse number 17. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Kushahiah, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaaziel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphala, and Milchaniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass, and Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Alamoth, and Mattathiah, and Eliphala, and Michniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, and Azaziah, with harps on the Sheminith to excel. And Kenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. This Benaiah was already involved. He was making music. He was a musician. He was a priest. He was a musician, a particular one, a psaltery on the Alamoth. And that was something that he did. He was a priest. And he was a captain of the host. Now, if you research the name Benaiah, you will find that it has quite an interesting meaning. Benaiah, the name, means Jehovah hath built, or is intelligent. Jehovah is intelligent. Now, there's your name. I like that name. His name means Jehovah's smart. The Lord is smart. The Lord is intelligent. He hath built, but he hath also planned. See, that's something about God and God's will that oftentimes we forget. God's will is not spur of the moment. God's will is always planned out. He has every little detail planned all the way down. And he knows what he's doing even when we don't. But he planned it. And so Jehoiada named his son Benaiah. And it's very possible Jehoiada's father was also named Benaiah. And so he named his son Benaiah because the Lord hath built. Jehovah hath built. Or Jehovah is intelligent. What an amazing name Benaiah is. This man, Benaiah, he was a lion of a man. Again, he could play the instrument. He played the psaltery. He was a priest, a chief priest. You know, he wasn't just an everyday priest. It's very possible he was a chief priest. And he was involved in his civic duties. There's a contingent of people out there that would prefer the church stay out of politics. And, well, quite honestly, a church cannot endorse a candidate and keep its nonprofit status. If a church endorses a candidate, then that church gives up its nonprofit status under the current laws of the United States. But you know what? Benaiah was involved in the civic discourse. He was involved in the army. He was involved in doing things, not just playing an instrument. He got involved. There's nothing wrong with the church getting involved in issues and the church getting involved and supporting things. Cannot endorse a candidate, but that doesn't mean you have to stay out of the civic life. A church member can and should, if the Lord so leads, they should become involved, maybe as a candidate themselves. Maybe. The church is not to stay out of the civic arena. The church needs to be involved. This man by Benaiah, he got involved. And he was so trusted as priest, as musician. You know, he and David probably had, can I say it this way? Jam sessions. Can you imagine this? All these instrumentalists from would get together with David, and they'd go over new music, and they'd get together, and they'd just have a session together and just play their instruments together and enjoy themselves. I can't think of anything better, by the way. Next to a great revival meeting, I love getting together and playing music. Get together and play good gospel music with other similarly minded folk and just have a good time learning new songs, messing up on new songs, messing up on old songs, just having a good time in the Lord and praising God in music. I can't think of many things that are any better that you can do in ministry. The ministry of music. I love music. I love trying to play music. And so this man, Benaiah, he was good enough to play for the procession of the Ark of the Covenant, so he must have been good. He must have been real good. He was a chief priest, but that's not where he stopped. He dug in. When his country needed him, he was there. He fought. He defeated two lion-like men of Moab. He defeated this giant Egyptian, 5 cubits tall. Now, a cubit is roughly 1.5 feet. So this Egyptian was 7.5 feet tall. If I've done my math right, that's a giant of a man. The spear was huge, but Benaiah went and pulled his spear out of his own hand, turned it against him, and slew the Egyptian with his own spear. And then he slew a lion in a snowy day. Benaiah was not discouraged, nor was he turned away by a little bit of weather. He went out in a snowy day and took care of business with that lion. I don't know the circumstances behind that. Maybe the lion got in a pit and somebody had to go take care of it. And Benaiah was there and he says, I'll do it. And it was a snowy day. It was winter, cold. And he went out there and took care of business because it needed done. It needed doing. He was so trustworthy that David put him over his own personal guard. That's what the Bible says. He was over the guard. David's own guard. And that's the Kerethites and Pelethites. The Kerethites are only mentioned in the context of the Gaza Strip, the area of Canaan where the Philistines were. Pelethite is a different spelling of the word that is rendered, Philistine. That's Pelestites as opposed to Pelethites. And it's very possible the Kerethites and Pelethites were drawn from the Philistines because they would be, they respected. David destroyed their champion, you know, Goliath. They would not have respected anybody who was not up to that standard. And so Benaiah slew a giant. Benaiah slew a lion just like David had. And Benaiah slew those two lion-like men of Moab. And so the Kerethites and Pelethites respected him, and David put him over his own personal guard. What an amazing man God made Benaiah to be. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today. The I Want to Know More podcast is a ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please write to Lamar Owen, Post Office Box 212, Balsam Grove, North Carolina, 28708. And the Lord willing, we'll see you here again next time on the I Want to Know More podcast.